All right, you're in the studios with Ready Teddy here, live in Louis Armstrong Park on WWOZ. And I have a very special guest in the studio with me today, Maceo Parker, who will be playing tonight at Tipitina's on Chapatulas and Napoleon. How you doing, Maceo?
I'm fine.
All right, we were just playing a tune by a good friend of mine, Hank Ballard,
yeah,
from the Love Side.
Yeah, funky.
Funk, yeah. Where are you originally from, Maceo?
I'm from North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
What part of North Carolina?
Kinston, North Carolina. A little small city, about as big as a studio here on the East Coast.
Who did influence you when you first came out, when you first started? How did you start music?
Well, I like to think, you know, I came from a, you know, if my parents tell it anyway, that I came from a somewhat a musical background, you know, family. But they sang in church, you know, the choirs and this kind of thing in Sunday school and all of that. But and then I had brothers, a brother played drums. In fact, he and I started with James Brown at the same time. We got another brother who plays trombone and another brother who plays bass. So there was always, you know, a drum set, a piano or something around as long as we could can remember. But I don't know how I got to play saxophone other than the fact that I saw my first parade once, and I think I was taking piano lessons, and at that time I thought maybe I'd be a pianist. But I was so excited about watching the parade and, you know, the drums and the flare of the horns and all of that and the loudness and everybody getting excited. And I said, oh, that's what I want to do. I want to march in parade. Where's the piano player? Well, you know, there's not a piano. Piano is too large for a parade. You know, I was, remember tugging on my mom's arm and saying, well, what, you know, I want to, can I do, said, well, no, you got to choose an instrument. And at the same time, the saxophone line was coming. So, well, maybe I can play one of those things. And I always kid Fred about that because I say, you know, I always say, thank God it wasn't trombone line pass. So
old Fred Wesley, yeah.
Yeah. But I was influenced by Ray Charles. I by the time I got, you know, to an age where I was still listening with some kind of seriousness, I really dug Ray Charles, you know, his delivery, the soul, the feelings, and all of that. And then I...
Like David Fathead Newman and Hank Crawford,
and
Ray Charles played sax, too.
Yeah, but I'm talking about Ray Charles. I'm talking about Ray Charles and his artistry.
Right, his approach to...
Before I even got to the band, I just dug, you know, he was doing tunes like Old Man River and, you know, these things. I could just hear the seriousness and the soulfulness and all this.
Right, the embellishment.
And I just, you know, to a point where it made me say, golly, if I can deliver whatever I play, you know, if I had half the soul or the feeling that Ray Charles has, then, you know, I feel that I'm on the right track. But then it extended past him to the, you know, Fathead Newmans and Hank Crawford and Cooper and, you know, even the trumpet players that he had at the time, I think Marcus Belgraves, Philip Gilbo. I mean, Ray Charles had a dynamite band.
Oh, he always had a great band.
Oh, yeah. I was into it.
Yeah. I'm going to play a track that Maceo is on with James Brown and the Famous Flames, I Got the Feeling.
Yay.
And we'll be right back with Maceo. And be sure to check out the show at Tipitina's tonight. Last time it was at Tipitina's, I mean, they were lined up down the street. We got a little air conditioning today. I mean, natural air conditioning, so we won't be sweating like we were then.
Yeah, it's all like old home week.
Yeah, old home week with Maceo Parker.